whether you want to
buy, buy, buy.
In a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market. Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
All right, folks. You know what time it is. Once a week, we come together to be mad at stuff. When I lived in the city, one thing that really, really started some legit fistfights, when it snowed like this, and you dig out a parking spot, and then you drive to work, and you come back, and somebody else is in that parking spot that you dug out, people would throw hands over that stuff.
What make you think you own it the rest of the day?
Because you dug it out.
It make no difference, but you have nothing to say, don't park in this spot. What the hell?
Jeff, at your place, you still park on the street? Do people get pissed about that?
Yes, I park on the street.
Do people have to dig their spots out then try to get territorial over their parking spots?
Nope. I just turn on my four-wheel drive and don't that out. I'm with you,
when
Jeff.
When I lived in Northeast, man, that was a thing. People would put, like, chairs in the spot, put cones in the spot. People would move the chairs, move the cones. But
when you do that, you know somebody going to move it if you do all that.
Yeah. Here's what I know, man. Everybody that says how much they love the snow and then they start complaining about it 2 days later, bleep y'all. At least I'm consistent. What do I want in this world? Consistency.
I don't complain.
I don't
about
want
it.
The snow. I like I don't snow. Want it 2 days later.
I like it.
Nah.
Yeah.
Over it. Over it. I wish it would be 60 tomorrow
and rainy.
It's not
the snow that causes the problem. It's the damn salt and sand that caused the problem.
There's a lot of problems in this world. All right, who should we kick it off with? How about... let's go to Frederick. What's up, Christo? Who you mad at?
I'm mad at the little old ladies at the grocery store that have to fish 47 cents out of their pocketbook and make me wait 3 minutes for them to figure it out.
Just pay it for them. Help them out.
It's kind of specific, dog. What are they buying
I'll
for 47 cents?
Next time.
Yeah, just say here. I got it for.
Yeah.
You'll speed up the process.
And by the way, to everybody's first ex-wife, too. Why not?
How about the second one?
Oh, Christo, how much money your first ex-wife took off you?
Too much.
Good luck, dude. No wonder you're mad about the 47 cents. You can't front the 47 cents to the old lady because your first old lady got it. Thank you, Christo.
Wow.
Appreciate the call, bro. It is Bleep You Thursday. Whoever you're mad at, whether it's your first ex-wife. How many ex-wives do we think Christo has, Brian?
Since he said the first one, he probably got two.
Yo, I love that commercial we have. Oh, damn. Official be Zay Flowers officially out for a wild card game.
Figure that.
I mean, when you don't practice all week, it's trending that way for sure.
Definitely,
but
definitely.
Still, that's a blow, man. That's a big piece of that
that's
offense.
That's a blow.
Got one from T. Quinn. He says, this is via Twitter. He says, bleep my coworker for calling out today and we're slammed with work. That's
you
dirty.
Might want to take a lesson from the coworker. Coworker was smart. You
yo,
went into work, and that's why you're working.
Yo, my cousin that works for I'm not going to name names, a utility company. But, you know, when the weather is bad out there like this, and the utility guys have to go in and make sure everybody gets electric and water and gas and all the stuff you need to keep your house nice and warm, those dudes are grinding, man. So shout out to them. But then I did have to call him out. I said, aren't you making overtime? He's like, not overtime, double time. So they're doing all right. Let's go to Mike in Sterling. What up, Mike?
Hey, what's going on?
Who you mad at, buddy?
I'm sorry to call you out, JP, but I'm kind of wanted to call you out, if that's okay.
Hold on. You just said, I hate to call you out, but I want to call you out. Go on with the chlorophyll, dog. What do you got?
Well, I called back in April and told you about a guy in the compound, a local favorite named Jalen Coker. He got picked up by Carolina, and now he's one of their leading receivers. So you said that you looked him up and said, he ain't going to be worth nothing. No one's going to pick him up. He's too small, not fast enough. But he did okay.
If you find me that audio where I was that dismissive of a prospect, that doesn't sound like me. But if you find that.
Back in April, you said there's no way. You were alone. B. Mitch wasn't there. And you said that you looked him up. So there's no way that someone's going to pick him up.
I mean this seriously. You find me that audio, I'll buy you a cheeseburger. How do you spell the last name? I've seen the kid.
Yeah, what, he's number 18.
You think I'm lying?
No. You never lie.
That's not true. You got those beers he promised you yet?
Men lie, women lie, hips don't lie. I said he was not going to get drafted?
Yeah, he's not going to get picked up. He said he was. He's too slow, too small. And he went to
the Holy Cross kid.
Yeah, the Holy Cross kid, yeah.
Went okay, to find the audio. Find the audio. You hear me. Jeff will happily make it happen where I have to get you.
Oh, I definitely would do that. I'm going to help out
cheeseburger.
Jeff. Hey, how do I find it?
So we're clear, this is also not a – this is just a cheeseburger from Five Guys. Not what they think it is. It's one patty. All right? Also, and if all I said was that he wasn't going to get drafted, I was correct. He went undrafted. Do we still have my guy?
Yeah.
All right.
He's gone.
If his point is I said he wasn't going to get drafted, I was right.
You're right.
So, I don't know. I don't.
You say he wouldn't get picked up, though. That's what he said.
That's where I need the audio. If I said he wasn't going to get drafted, I was proven correct. What do you know? People coming at me on Bleep You Thursday.
Way to
Line
go.
One.
Way to go, y'all.
Bill is in Virginia.
Bill, what's
hey,
up?
JP, Bill, Mitch, how y'all doing?
Doing good, man.
What's up, dude?
Okay. Bleep you to all the people who said the Commanders wouldn't win but 6 or 7 games when they're about to win their 13th game. How about that?
Left there you hand go. Up. Hell yeah. Left hand up, baby.
Left hand up, bud. Thank you, okay. Bill.
All right, man.
Okay. 800-636-1067 if you want to join in the fun here. Did that dude just call you Bill Mitch?
Nah, he said JP and Mitch.
I thought there was a Bill in there. Landfill, did you hear a Bill?
No.
Okay. Maybe it's the connection. Alex is in Daytona. I bet it's a lot warmer in Daytona. What up, Alex? Who you mad at?
Hey, I got to give a bleep you to driver Chris Golden because he just over-revved the Landfill 03 Ford Fusion and blew the car up. So we got to waste the rest of the afternoon fixing the clutch. But, hey, we did get the Landfill's decals on there, and I think we'll be pretty good, though.
Dude, hold on. Hold on a lot.
What's up?
So, you've called in before. You're a great listener of the program. We appreciate you, and you actually own race cars, right?
Yeah, pretty much.
Are you work on them anyway?
No, I rent them.
Okay. And so you have painted a race car with Landfill on it?
Not himself. We have his Twitter handle.
All right.
We're riding with Landfill. We got 77 cars down here going for 40 spots. Fortunately for you guys, unfortunately for us, four-time Indy 500 winner Helio Castroneves just threw his head into the ring. So
that ain't
going to make it any easier for us. But then, anyways, we're still riding with Landfill, and I think we'll be pretty good today and tomorrow. The race will be live on Fox.
All right. Do you know that Landfill just won $1,000?
Yeah, he could pay for
this
spot.
Is your time.
What, $1,000? Wait, he won $1,000? How?
Yeah, Landfill, explain. He's just got so much. He's got so much spirit and passion for this company.
Just being such a great employee here at Odyssey.
Hey, Landfill, I did owe you one because I think it was last winter you picked a horse in Tampa Bay Downs race number 5, and I said I'd buy you a meal after that drive-through Pizza Hut, but hopefully this will be a little better payback.
I mean, the car is definitely a better payback, but I do love that drive-through Pizza Hut.
Hey, make sure you send us some pictures of that car so we can post it.
Can you send us some pictures of the Landfill Mobile in Daytona?
Hey, they're on your, 106.7, a bunch of them.
All right.
Yeah,
106.7 Twitter.
Do it one more time. Write to me, and I'll make sure we get them out to the world. JP Finley, NBCS.
On the JP Finley one. Hey, JP, because the decal shop's open till 5, we can get you. Anybody that wants a decal there, let me know, because we're running all day tomorrow also. We got to pick up about 2/10, but I think we can do it. Either we'll get a good tailwind or we'll get some Canadian jet fuel. One way or the other, we'll pick it up.
throw my ears on there and be Mitch's giant bald head. Can you Photoshop an image of B's head with my ears?
Please don't do that.
I'll go get an actual decal down at the beach. I'll stay on and you'll get the information.
All right, okay. Jeff, get that information.
Also, what is Canadian jet fuel? That sounds like a euphemism for really good cocaine.
Sounds like
what
illegal.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely sounds illegal.
Cocaine for a race car.
There you go. All right, thanks for the call, dude. Good luck in the race. Landfill's got
That's called nitrous.
He's got $1,000 bills falling out of his pocket. I got a tweet from Scarence Terrence. He said, I know the dispensary loves to see Mullins walking in with a fresh G-stack in his pocket.
Yeah.
Landfill, when you win this $1,000,
you can go to the place where I can see you where they give you a discount, Landfill.
Oh, really? What'd you say, JP?
Well, when you win this $1,000, let's say you spend, I don't know, 100 of it on lunches you owe various people.
Sure.
Of the remaining 900. How much of that will go to alcohol and marijuana?
I mean, part of it, but also that drive-through Pizza Hut. I mean, I'll be hitting that up regularly too.
All right, fair.
You don't have to go to Pizza Hut. You have the munchies.
Yeah, that makes sense. And delivery popcorn, obviously.
That's another strong move.
Yeah, the movie theater popcorn delivered to your home is something. I mean, that's
gangster.
That's kind
right
of
there.
That. Evil genius territory.
That's gangster.
That is gangster. Let's go to Jupe. Our guy Jupe is on the line. Jupe, who you mad at, buddy?
Hey, what's going on, fellas? Hey, Jeff, you better stop doing donuts in that car. You know you got a bunch of pat work on them tires. Don't need you popping no more tires, dog. But my bleep you, I got a couple bleep views from people in the chat. Tequila, I'm bleeping Tequila because the way he cuffed his pants, I heard he be carrying his wallet and keys in them cuffs. I got to bleep Strizzy for yesterday for what he said about me, looking like the broke version of Vanilla Ice. And then I got to bleep Sear just because he's built like a 2x4. That's all I got for you.
Wait. Explain somebody being built by like a 2x4.
Just wide and big. That's all.
Wide and big. Got it. I wouldn't mind a little bit photographic evidence of what it is Commander Tequila does with his legs, but at the same time, I'm not sure I want to know.
Nah.
Dude, I do want to. What's the opposite of a bleep you? A hat tip, perhaps?
Yeah. Tip your hat to him.
I have been at various times, Brian, slightly critical of the people in charge of various things in Montgomery County, Maryland.
Yep.
And it's my understanding that Fairfax County was off. And PG County was off school.
Yeah.
But Montgomery County went to school today, man.
Yep.
They were 2 hours late. But my daughters are in school for the first time since December 20th, I would add. But they're there. So, hat tip. A very small, manageable, maybe just a head nod. You see a dude in the airport as you're crossing on moving walkways that you respect. Just a slight head nod. But take that.
Yeah.
All right. Gunther is in Gainesville. Hello, Gunther. Who you mad at?
I'm mad from a lifelong fan. The last 2 years, a huge bleep you to the Jets front office. I've been with them through 2-1-15 seasons. The last 2 years were worse than that. Bleep you, bleep them for not even trying anymore. I'm about to go left hand up, I promise you.
Make the switch, dude.
Make the switch.
Yo, hold on. Let's finalize this conversion for you, sir. What?
I can't. It's my dad took me. My dad and I had season tickets when we were little. I can't ever get off them. But God,
I get that.
Embarrassing.
But especially looking at these situations, and they're relatively simple. You're aware that Jaden Daniels plays for Washington, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So Jaden Daniels is here, and here's what I'm gonna break some news to you. Jaden Daniels has a 5-year rookie deal. He's eligible for a new contract in, what would that be, 04, 05, 06? Early 2027, Washington could get a new contract done with him. You know what the kind of ownership Washington has now, the kind of leadership Washington has now?
And that's the thing. For the last few years, I've been able to say, well, at least I'm not a Skins, WTF, Commies fan, but now you guys got your better ownership. You're putting up a better team, and we're not even trying anymore.
They're better and gonna be better. You should convert. JETS. Good luck.
Stay with the Jets.
Nah, B. Right now.
No, he can stay with the Jets.
It's been a long time.
All
the Commanders
fans. Hell with that.
Think about it. Yo, there's so many transient people in this town that have held on to their old team, right? If you moved to Washington in the 70s or the 80s when it was George Allen and then Gibbs, people just jumped on. I mean, literally, Tony Kornheiser spent a year writing about the Redskins bandwagon in 1991 because they were clearly the best team of football.
Yeah.
There was a long time where you moved here and you just got on board. Then there was the dark times, the Dan Snyder era. So for about 20 years, you had all these people moving here that just held on to their old teams from wherever they moved from. That time is over. The Washington Commanders are now the Statue of Liberty in Ellis Island, where you got boatloads of immigrants coming to town, and the Statue of Liberty's there saying, bring me your poor, your tired, your huddled masses. Bring me your fans of terrible teams with terrible owners. What, you're a Bears fan? You're a Jets fan? You're a Saints fan? All these teams where the situations just consistently suck, come on in, baby. We're going to have a new stadium at RFK. We got dope new jerseys. We got Major Tutty running around. We got Jaden Daniels winning major awards, going to playoffs. New day in Washington, sir. New day. Come on in. The water's warm.
Yeah, I come in with a different mindset, though. He came in trying to steal, drop bombs. So, nope, we're not accepting him.
All right, that one guy's out, but everybody else is welcome. Bring us your poor, tired, huddled masses of terrible franchises because Washington's out of that club. Rusty is in Delaware. What up, Rusto?
Hey, fellas. How you doing today?
Doing good, man.
So my first bleep you is to anybody that calls the Commanders the commies, because I dare anyone to walk up to a military commander and call him a commie. See what happens.
Well, hold on. Pause real quick, Rusty. Not only that, right? Like, but it's also such a tired, trite, cliche, nerdy joke. Like, yo, right. We get it. There's not a good nickname with this name, but nobody actually says the commies. That's incredibly stupid. Landfill, new policy. If somebody says commies calling in on our air, it's an immediate hang-up. Are we all good with that, B?
Yeah, that's why I say we wouldn't accept that dude.
Yeah, commies is terrible.
Love it.
Come up with a better joke. All right.
I will say this much. My 2-year-old, he just, you know, he's kind of developing his language right now, and all he says all the time is Manders. So, who knows?
Yeah, 2-year-old, don't hate it. Commies. I like that.
Especially for a 2-year-old, don't hate it.
No, I love it. My bleep you is basically to 2025 right now. Right after Christmas, we went to Orlando to Disney. And when we got back, I had some contracts on about 80 driveways to plow out and parking lots. And I'm assuming that all that fun in the snow is how I contracted a little bit of the flu. And Jackson and I fly out tomorrow for Tampa Bay, so we're really trying to get all the fluids in me that I can. Jeff just gave me a recommendation. So bleep you to the flu.
Bleep you to the flu. Agree with that one entirely. Good luck. Safe travels, Rusty. Maybe we'll see you down there. Maybe this will be our last one. Bobby is in Alexandria. What up, Roberto? How you doing?
What's happening, guys? I would first bleep you to anybody that's going to be hating on my man Landfill, because he's being an entrepreneur. He's got himself a little jing-jing. And then guess what? I'm going to get, you just gave this to me, a hat tip. To the dad who had two of his kids come down here and shovel Miss K's driveway, sidewalks, and all this snow for free because she lets them go out on her dock and fish all summer long. What a good dad.
That parent is raising his kids right. I like that.
That's doing it the right way, man.
That's how you raise kids.
Yep.
Appreciate the call, man. Thank you, bud. Another rousing edition of Bleep You Thursday. Now, Landfill, I do have a little information I've gathered per sources about your pending $1,000 bonus. But real quick, my guy Jeff Walker has a bleep you. Jeff, please, I don't want to hold you back at all, sir.
I'm putting this bleep you in for my sister because she's listening to the show and she asked me to. Bleep you to whoever stole the salt from PG County Public Schools, because my niece and nephew and they're driving her crazy and she wanted the kids to go back to school, but y'all stole the salt so they can't plow and salt the other schools so they could go back to school. So bleep you.
Hold on. Is that why thing, PG's not?
Whoever
is
stole
that, why PG
that
didn't
salt
open
don't
today?
Have kids.
Yeah.
Jeff, is that for real? That's so Montgomery County's open because nobody stole the salt, and PG's yes. closed because somebody stole the salt.
They yeah. stole the salt in PG.
No.
Crazy, right?
Is that for real?
Yeah.
Oh my God. I mean, Jeff, I'm going to lean on you here. What do you gain with industrial sized amount of salt? Can you sell that? Isn't it pretty obvious where it came from?
Not necessarily. Depending on who you're selling it to.
But or like, if you use what it. Other uses does 1,000 pounds of salt have?
Hey, I don't know, JP, but they driving my sister crazy.
Jeff, listen, as somebody that's got two little kids, I understand what your sister's going through, and I feel awful that one, kids need to go to school, two, parents need these kids out of the house, and if it's a salt theft, that is wild and laughable. And I feel bad for your sister. Shout out to her. I agree with her. Now, Landfill, you shared major breaking news about a half hour ago. You've won $1,000 for your passionate devotion to the Odyssey Corporation. Is that accurate?
Yeah.
Yes.
Now, Landville, it's my understanding you have to fill a form out to get this $1,000.
That's true.
How big of an impediment is that going to be?
I mean, I'm not thrilled.
How big is the form?
It's multiple pages. There's several questions. They want photos of me. And they want to talk about courage.
I think we're really going to learn, like, how much $1,000 is worth to you to see this
form. Man, he already finished
form.
That form already. He just finished it.
He has to provide pictures with his family.
I'm going to take the pictures for him.
Landfill, are you prepared to do all the work necessary?
Yeah, I'm going to get mid-journey to generate a picture of me.
How about we do this, Landfill? I take pictures of me. And send it to them, tell them I'm your family.
That's what we'll do.
That would be amazing. just send him pictures of B-Mitch. All right, Peter Rosenberg joins the program next. Another rousing edition of Bleep You Thursday. B-Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan, fired up to talk to Peter Rosenberg, our guy. You can follow him on X and Instagram, at Rosenberg Radio. He's got a lot going on in his personal life. Launching new radio shows, soon to welcome a new baby into the world.
Yeah.
But I'm guessing, despite all of the incredibly large events going on in your life, that this Commanders-Bucks playoff game Sunday night might be just the current top of the list.
It's looming large at this moment. It's looming large. Also, I've gotten so much adorable Commander stuff sent to me, and so like the dream scenario is they win Sunday. Baby comes next week, and then I have her wearing Commander's gear for a playoff game the next weekend.
That's what I need.
That would be so cool, dude.
Dude, I got so much. The stuff I've gotten is so cute, and like I just want to. I mean, some of it will probably make it till next season, but some of it's got to get worn soon. It would be so cool if they were still playing, man. And then you think about how last week ended. This team just has a lot of magic, man. They have not been a perfect football team by any stretch, but they sure got a lot of moxie.
They sure have that, man.
Dude, I mean, their last four wins have all come down to the wire. It's just incredible. Specifically of this matchup with Tampa, what do you think Baker Mayfield, Mike Evans, obviously, you know, they got some horses. Bucky Irvin can really run the football. What do you think Washington's defense needs to do to try to slow down this Bucks team?
How about we talk about what Washington's offense has to do to score points to keep up?
I like that, too. That might be the answer.
Listen, obviously they've caught some breaks in with the fact that Tampa's not completely whole from where they were earlier in the year. But, listen, I mean, all of us know Mike Evans is going to have some moments on Sunday. I mean, this team has been giving up chunks of yardage throughout the year. And, you know, it's last week, you know, they really did tighten up in a lot of spots. I thought they were pretty good defensively for a lot of that football game. We could have a separate conversation another time. As as Wale put it in the group chat with me and you, JP, Dallas seems to be Jaden Kryptonite so far, but that we'll get to that another day. Yeah, they're going to get theirs. You know, I really do think I think the Bucks offense will get theirs. So, you know, can you bend not break? Can you get a few spots? One thing this team I think's been really good for, even in the games where they haven't been great, is holding to field goals at key points.
Yep.
Can we do that? And can we respond? And just have a really strong game. Can someone not, without number 17 or 86, can someone who's not 17 or 86 catch the football, please? I would really, because let's be honest, the Zacchaeus drop last week, and I know I feel terrible because obviously the week before we're singing his praises and well deserved. The drop pass from De'Ami Brown was so brutal. Imagine a play like that in a playoff game. Like, we're able to sort of move away from that right now. Guys, if a moment like that happens in a playoff game, it's the kind of thing that could really, you know, change your season. So I just hope people can help the quarterback out a little bit.
Yeah, he came back and redeemed himself in that game, though. He had two big catches down the stretch.
He did. He did. And by the way, Ertz did the same thing 2 weeks ago. Had a bad drop that killed you, then got the game winner, right? So I just don't want to have – I don't always want to have the bounce back, B-Mitch. I catch the damn ball.
You want it all, dude. I don't blame you.
The kid – because, listen, the truth is, you know, Jaden has not been – obviously, every quarterback's a human being. He's not perfect. He had a couple of throws that were off in the first half last week. But I do think one of the sort of sneaky stories of how amazing the season has been for Jaden Daniels is the fact that if you watch every snap – he has not always been helped out. He needs to get help this weekend if they're going to win. This is a good football team.
I think one of the best ways they could get help is to get back to running the ball well. It sure seems like you're going to get Biotish back. Do you think this team – so you're going to Tampa. Tampa's really good at stopping the run. We know about Vita Vea. This kid, Kancey's really good. Good linebackers. Lavonte David is probably at least a Hall of Fame candidate. Do you think Washington has to try to commit to the run, or do you just lean on Jaden and his arm in this thing where Tampa can much more easily be beat?
Well, I was listening to your interview yesterday with the Bucks guy. Who is it? What's the name again?
Yesterday, I think we had a dude, Rick Stroud, who covers the Bucks for the Tampa Bay Times.
Yes, Rick Stroud. That's correct. So, and you know, and he was talking about the shortcomings of that secondary. And to be honest, JP, this running game has been rough enough now over the last several weeks that I would love for them to be able to find success again, but it's now been so long, I really don't think you're going to start with that. Like, if you're going to get success in the running game, I think it's going to be because early on we knife them up throwing the football, and then that opens things up. And then that would be the real recipe. I think if that's what happens, guys, we're all sending celebratory text messages early in the fourth quarter because it went really well. But I don't know. I'm a little apprehensive about the idea of, like, let's start this game and pound the football. I don't know that I believe in that right now.
No, I don't think you have to pound it. I think what you got to do is figure out, like, what has been the traditional way of doing things we don't do. We got to do whatever we do. And do the best of it. We can't go there and try to do what all these other teams do. And I think we get caught up in that a lot where we try to do what we see other teams do. Or we ask for them to do that. The other team's going to do what they do. We do what we do. And if they're going to try to stop the run in the middle all day, keep hitting the edges on them and tear them up.
Yeah, that's really well said. Because, yeah, we can't all – this isn't going to be handing the ball off to George Rogers. You know what I mean? Let's just ground and pound 3 yards in a cloud of dust. I don't think that's who this team is. But you're right, B. Mitch. Do it your way. And by the way, if that means that you're setting the tone with Jaden running the ball at first, because, you know, like you talked about last week, JP, they're not going to be holding back on design runs for Jaden this week. He's going to be doing everything.
Hell
so
yeah.
Maybe it comes from Jaden knifes them up a few times, and all of a sudden, now things seem a lot easier for Brian Robinson than they had previously. But I'm not going to lie, though, guys. This is exactly the matchup I was dreaming about. I mean, we talked about it last week. When you were looking at the options out there, the order for me was, in terms of what I didn't want, Philadelphia, Los Angeles, Tampa. That does not mean Tampa's not a team that can beat us. They definitely are, but I think this was the best matchup, and I do think we win this weekend. I think we're playing a second-round game.
I agreed with you on the matchup for sure. I thought this was the one you want. Not that Baker can't play and Tampa doesn't have real legitimate weapons. I think McVay is the most dangerous coach to go against, and I thought the Philly roster is by far the most loaded. I think Tampa, even in the last couple of weeks, has been so up and down to lose to the Cowboys. And, they were down double digits at halftime against the Saints. Like, that stood out to me anyway. And Week 18 is obviously funky. A million things can happen. Tampa has a really good young offensive line. You'd like to see them create some pressure against Baker. You might have to kind of manufacture that, but I like this matchup.
Yeah, listen, you said it really well about the coaching with McVay, but also Stafford's the best quarterback you could play against in this conference. You didn't want to play him. Our secondary didn't want to be dealing with Matt Stafford. I don't think that. And you know what else I didn't like about L.A.? And this has not been always received well when I've said it, but I stand by this, guys. I know nobody wants this because assuming we don't go to the Super Bowl this year, I feel like the story everyone wants to see, of course, is Detroit. I feel like, guys, with teams that are well-coached and experienced, you can end up messing around and L.A.'s back in the Super Bowl. With teams that have done this before, they're like a very low heartbeat kind of team. They're just even. They've been there. Their fan base doesn't even get riled up. Hell, they may not even play a home game in game one because of the horrible situation happening in Southern California right now. But I worry about that Los Angeles team just being poised and confident. Tampa is you cannot go to sleep on them, but they were absolutely the best option we could get. To me, guys, it's all gravy. I'm not going to sit here crying and pounding my fist if they lose, but I won't lie to you. Because we got Tampa, it makes it a much more nerve-wracking game because I think that the Commanders should win.
Peter, I think they will.
Shout out to Nikki Javala. Dude, Roseberg, to your point about the Rams, their level of we're not scared of who we play was so on display that they benched everybody recognizing that that could put them on the fast track to playing the Lions. You know?
Exactly.
Yeah, we're good with it.
That's like, the mindset they should have, though, man.
Dude, you know what? And Pete Haley, we had this on All Ears last night. Since the NFL went to the 14-team playoff bracket, And since the 6-3 matchup has started, in the NFC, so it's 4 years of this now, in the NFC, it is the 6th seed is 3-1, and the only loss was last year where the Rams lost by a point to the Lions. So the 6th seed in this new playoff format been pretty damn good.
Well, think about what you're getting. You're very often getting you're getting the worst division winner against a potentially hot wildcard team.
Yeah.
So every time that 3 seed, the best one got the bye, and the 3 seed's the worst of the bunch. And if they come out of a division like the NFC South, you know, listen, the Bucs are a good team. They're not the best team. So it certainly does favor us in that regard. I'm very excited. Do you guys like the Sunday night? Are you excited that we got Sunday night?
Yeah, I like the prime time.
We've been good in prime time this year. Isn't that crazy?
You talk about a new world.
Yeah, talk about a new world. Remember when Kirk Cousins had never won a game in prime time?
Sure. Yeah, I've worked a lot of them.
Yeah.
The only thing that's the only thing tough with prime time is I don't even want to get into it because it's like a working thing that doesn't matter to most of the audience.
Getting back home?
Yeah, getting back home becomes quite complicated.
We care about that. We get that next day. We're good.
Yeah, but
there are plenty of people out there. I think there's two thought processes for fans. There are people who go, damn it, prime time means the game's not over to close to midnight. And if they win or lose, you're either so angry or happy that it's really hard to go to sleep. So you're not falling asleep before 1 a.m., but then there are other people who I've talked to who have kids, and love the primetime slot because weekend activities with kids are so annoying for football that you can concentrate in that Sunday night slot.
Mm-hmm.
For sure. For sure. That's going to be you soon. This kids world, Peter. Good luck.
Thank you, guys. There's a lot going on right now. First things first, let's beat the Bucks. Then let's go have a baby. One step at a time.
So you told later, your wife, brother. Hold off, baby. After that game, all right?
I appreciate you.
All right, brother.
Thank you, buddy. That's our boy, Peter Rosenberg. Give him a follow at Rosenberg Radio. Just launched a new show on ESPN New York. Check that out. When we come back, we're going to make some bets.
Hey, it's Brian Mitchell here. Football fans, buckle up, because for the first time ever, we've got five straight days of playoff football in college and the pros. And FanDuel is celebrating with the great playoff payoff. That's a no-sweat same-game parlay every day for all 5 days. With a no-sweat same-game parlay, you can combine your bets for the same game for a chance at even bigger winnings. And if it doesn't hit, you'll get your bonus bets back. So not only do we get to watch five straight days of playoff football, but that's also five chances to win big. Just visit FanDuel.com/Brian to be part of this epic run. That's FanDuel.com/Brian. It's the great playoff payoff, and it's only on FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of 106.7 The Fan. You have to be 21 years or older and present in Virginia. Opt-in required. Minimum three-leg parlay required. Refund issued as a non-withdrawable bonus bet that expires 7 days after receipt. Max refund is $5 unless otherwise specified. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Or some stuff to read. Ben Standing had a really good read on Adam Peters, the job he's done. I retweeted that. I recommend checking that out. Also, B, I'm going to tell this story. Because I told you, I present all sides, fair and balanced right here. A couple weeks ago, I was on the air, and the people ate all the fish prepared by Chef Connor. Well, today, my girl Nikki Jabala took care of me. We're still on the air when the food got delivered, and she brought me a piece of cod, and it was fantastic. So thank you, Nikki. I appreciate it.
I'm mad because when I'm there, she don't do that.
You haven't been here for the fish situations to go either way.
I don't care. I was there for the fish. Multiple days.
No, because I specifically said on air, I was like, damn, if B. Mitch was here, he'd be real pissed.
No, I wouldn't. I just walk off while you talk.
That I believe, certainly.
Yeah.
I think it was when you and I were kind of like on, like when we were taking different days during the holidays. I think it was one of those. Regardless of what that was, at the end of the shows every day, we like to make bets. Tonight, we got football to bet on. Baby, let's go.
Heard it here first. Holla. Yeah.
Real quick, before I go to Jeff or White Brian, whoever's in charge of this now, I really like this from Kevin O'Connell. Just moments ago, Kevin O'Connell giving a press conference. Now, he's from Southern California. He went to college in California. Eventually was drafted by the Patriots, but he's a SoCal kid. He opened his media availability talking about his concern with all the folks affected by these L.A. fires.
Mm-hmm.
And then he was asked a question about, hey, you know, there's uncertainty surrounding where the game is going to be played. And he said, we're going to play the football game regardless of where the plane lands. And that's, as far as where it goes, that is such a minute issue in the grand scheme of things.
The one thing I always say, if the team I'm playing is playing somewhere else with better conditions, I'll have a concern. But if we're dropped in the same place to play, what the hell are we going to complain about?
Dude, honestly, I think this whole thing's probably rougher on the Rams because they live there and their wives.
Because they worry about
like
their houses and things of that nature. Friends of theirs, you know. I've talked to several people over the last day or so where it's been about five houses that have been burned down of people that I know. People that I know that know people. So, you're talking to your friends, and they are stressed because of their friends. And I'm sure that team is dealing with that same situation.
Did you play LACC? No, you had a thing. The one of the people that hosted us at LACC last year when we were out there, I'm pretty sure his house is gone. Now, they're okay, and that's what matters is that the people are okay. You can rebuild a house. But, I mean, imagine that being your reality. All right, Let's make some bets. Jeff, White Brian, somebody, tell us what's up.
B Mitch and Landfill are both 1-1, and me, JP, and Jeff are all over.
Damn, dog.
That sounds better great. Information. I like that.
All right, what do you got tonight, Jeffrey?
Jeff ran away. I don't know
Jeff,
where he
is. You can press the button to talk.
I am pressing the button.
Oh, Landfill blocked
me. I am pressing the button. I'm still looking.
Landfill, way to go, dog.
Hey, nah, I'm taking advantage of JP not being in the studio. It feels good in this studio, and, like, it's all nice and
cool.
Hold on.
Jeff's just sitting in my chair?
Yeah, passing gas.
Why? Why? Aren't you supposed to be in the other chair doing stuff?
He's pathetic, man. See, I got my work done early, bro, but, like.
No, you got White Brian doing your work.
What is the spread on the Notre Dame?
I'm going to take Notre Dame money line.
Landfill, are you getting more or less done with Jeff sitting in the other room?
More. Notre Dame is -1.5.
Penn State.
Ooh, Nittany Lions. All
I'm
right,
also
B.
taking Penn State.
I like Catron, man, the running back. He was at what's called IMG when Bria was down there.
Okay. He's a player.
Got a chance to meet that little brother. Oh.
So that's two Penn Staters. Has Jeff figured it out yet?
He said he's taking
Bro,
Notre
I
Dame.
Said I'm taking Notre Dame. Line.
Okay. Notre Dame. What about you, White Brian?
The under.
And I want to parlay that with a Riley Leonard touchdown.
I'm going to take the under with White Brian. I think this is kind of a back-and-forth slugfest, but not necessarily major scoring. I'm looking forward to watching this game. I'm also looking forward to a 7:30 kickoff, got to be honest with you. Fun show today, man. Congratulations to Landfill. He won $1,000. He's willing to give at least $1 to every listener that hits him up. So be sure to tweet him as much
true.
As possible. At Mullins1067, I believe. Tweet him as often as you can. Ask him about the dollar. That's what he really wants, is to share this with the people he loves. We're only a couple days away, man. Wild Card Weekend is coming. Thank you to Will Brinson for joining us. Thank you to Nate Tice for joining us. Thank you to Peter Rosenberg for joining us. Thank you to everybody that called in for Bleep You Thursday.
And I'm saying happy birthday to my mother-in-law, 80 years old, dog.
What, is that Mama?
Yeah, no, that's Monica's mom.
Yeah, but we call her Mama, right? Like we.
You call her Mama?
Yeah, is that cool?
Yeah, that's cool.
Happy birthday, Mama. Hope you enjoy it. Grant and Danny next. You made it this far. Jeff owes you a new chair.